All right, boys, this time let's do it with the tape machine running, shall we?
Well, of course, these are the sounds that if you had opened a time capsule, which had been planted or sealed long back in the 20s, you might hear. Music of the California Ramblers. You might want to listen to these records tonight to enjoy the early efforts of the early jazz men or to recall the days when you, too, could do a mean Charleston. You might just want to hear, maybe for the first time, the authentic musical sounds of the good old days when Babe Ruth and Jack Dempsey were champions, when Lindbergh was just getting around to crossing the Atlantic, and the stock market hadn't yet gotten around to crashing. Whatever your reasons, there's fun here tonight for all. And if you feel an irresistible urge to get up and dance and try that Charleston once more, don't let it worry you. Sacreliac won't get out of place, and this is what this music was intended for. Music that should really take you back to the Charleston era, and one of the great bands that made it so. The California Ramblers, a very versatile band, and one of the first of the big bands that played jazz as they knew it and as they felt it back in those early days in New York. In this particular band, if there were some sounds that you thought sounded familiar in the personnel, you're probably right, because this band had both Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey. It had Red Nichols. You probably heard Red's cornet going in there. It had Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Irving Brodsky at the piano. Stan King was the drummer and a real great man. And in the sax section, Arnold Brillhart was in there, and Freddie Cusick, sometimes Bobby Davis. Ed Kirkaby was the leader. And this was the music which really set the pace. These boys were recording under I don't know how many different names under just as many labels back in the mid-20s. Now let's listen to their version of their original version. These are not recreated. These are the original recordings. Let's listen to the California Ramblers playing 5'2", Eyes of Blue.
eyes of blue. But oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my girl? Turned up nose, turned down hole. Last for yes, sir, one of those. Has anybody seen my girl? Now if you run into a 5 foot two covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life it isn't her. But could she love, could she woo?
Could she?
Has anybody seen my girl?
I'm sure you recognized Jimmy's loping alto sax solo in that one, and of course Tommy's trombone, which in that era hadn't yet quite arrived at the smooth, suave, sweet solos that we came to expect from his later recordings. Also, the vocalists. The vocalists were Jones and Hare, Billy Jones and Ernie Hare, the Happiness Boys on that one. Crazy words, crazy tunes. Now here's a tune. Crazy words, crazy tune. It sure is. And coming right up, right at you. Another vocal on this one, too. So let's listen to it.
Thank you.
Napoleon marched his men. He turned around and he said to them,
"Bo-do-de-o, bo-do-de-o, do, bo-do-do."
Washington at Valley Forge. It was bitter cold, but up spoke George.
Bo-do-de-o, bo-do-de-o, do.
Remember Patrick Henry in that speech, that famous speech. Cried, give me liberty or black bottom.
Crazy words, crazy tune. By the way, that was the leader, Ed Kirkaby, doing the vocal there with the band coming in on the side. These boys really love making tunes like this into top hits. A song that was written by two of the top songwriters of the 20s, Jackie Ellen and Milton Ager. Here's another favorite of the 20s. I'm sure you'll recognize this one, too.
Thank you.
Now, here's a different style of music. What we've been listening to has been many of the top hits, the popular hits of the day. But there were times when the Ramblers liked to also record things which perhaps weren't as well known. They were instrumental or strictly jazz things. Here's one of them, Jelly Roll Morton's Sidewalk Blues. Sidewalk Blues of Jelly Roll Morton, as played by the California Ramblers of the 1924 to 28 era. These are the original recordings, by the way. They're not recreations, as I imagine you have recognized by now. It also marked the time when Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey had only recently arrived from their stint with the Scranton Sirens and began to play in the big time. On this next one, I think you'll recognize a tune called Clementine. The leader, Ed Kirkaby, is the one who handles the vocal on this one. Clementine, or Clementine, from New Orleans. Yes, the world has grown a great deal older since the days and nights when flappers looked and dressed something like a John Hell Jr. illustration. And it has been a very long time, we think, since young men carried hip flasks and since lots of people believe that every day and every way I'm getting better and better. And for those who do remember the era of sheiks and flappers, maybe even for those who only know it at second hand from books or movies or old photographs about such things as Well, raccoon coats and yellow slickers, riding in a Stutz Bearcat. Remember the Stutz Bearcats? Oh, boy. There's a wonderful nostalgia associated with that time, and we believe that it carries over into the music. You know, those Roaring Twenties were supposed to be a pretty wicked time with their bootleg gin and petting parties and all those gals with the bobbed hair and the Cupid's bow lips. But actually, when you stop and think about it, it was far less tense and nerve-jangling than these times that we're in today. Its music had a happy-go-lucky vododio quality that just fitted in perfectly. For instance, listen to this tune, a tune called Up and Adam, which sax man Jack Pettis turned out as a great instrumental back in the 20s. This next tune coming up is a tune called Third Rail. It was written by Vern DeMars. Early in 1929, I believe it was, I had recorded this tune with a group called the Cotton Pickers on the Jeanette label. And I'd never gotten a copy of this recording. I tried to find one every place. I said, I guess I couldn't have sold very many. And finally, just about a year ago, out of a clear sky, I had a telephone call from the composer who lives now in Sunland, California. And he told me that he had a copy of this recording, that he had put it on tape, and did I want a copy of the original. Well, naturally, I was very glad to get it because you can't hardly find these old ones anymore, you know. So I was especially glad when I ran across another copy of the same tune as played by the California Ramblers. I noticed that they played it pretty much as we did, outside of the fact that they had about twice as many men as we did. And here's the Ramblers recording of Third Rail. Here's a tune which first made its appearance in a Broadway musical. The ever-popular tune, Manhattan, which, by the way, launched the young songwriting team of Rodgers and Hart back in 1925 in a review called The Garrick Gaieties. You'll notice there are quite a lot of New York tunes woven into this one, so this was no cut-and-paste arrangement. This was written completely from the first note to the last. California Ramblers playing Manhattan. If you're judging by nothing else than the tempos of these tunes, you can tell that the boisterous 20s was a wildly exuberant age with dance music to match. Had its share of dancing gals who Charleston madly to numbers like these. And it also had its share of, I guess we'd call it corn today. Listen to the vocal refrain of The Flapper Wife by the California Ramblers. But then notice that just as quickly as this is over and gone, the band cuts loose right again, building it right up again. The Flapper Wife. Here's another of the tunes that I'm sure you'll remember. It's still being heard today. But this was the original recording of this song, a tune written by Yellen and Pollock. The title, Cheatin' on Me.
You're not the kind of a sweetheart I hoped you'd be. with you. Thought you'd be true. My love was so strong that I went along, never dreaming you'd know me wrong. Love is a game and I played on the square. But you're the kind who can never play fair. I may forgive, but sure as you live, someday you're gonna be sorry you cheated on me.
We hope you've enjoyed these vintage recordings tonight by the California Ramblers Band of the mid-20s. We'd also like to know whether you care for this era or not, or whether you'd like the later swing and early jazz eras. We'd like to hear from you all over the world, wherever you may be hearing this program. We want to bring you what you want to hear. And so, until next week, long about this same time, we're going to sign off now with the California Ramblers playing their frantic arrangement of Garden in Sweden. Thank you.
America's popular music has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.